As oil prices have fallen, so has the profit margin of hydrofracturing to extract natural gas. While there is no fracking per se in Wisconsin, the state is the top producer of silica sand, which is used in the fracking process.
Last month, U.S. Silica Mining Company told the state that it plans to lay off 30 workers from its Sparta location in July. Sand mining has both injected new income into rural areas and raised health and environmental concerns. Most recently, critics say these layoffs could be foreshadowing what happens when rural towns rely on money for mining operations that won't be there forever.
And we'd like to hear from you on this. Have you seen positive economic impact from sand mining in your community? Do you have other concerns about the industry? You can call us now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Here with us now to talk about how the drop in oil prices is playing out for the industry is Pamela King. She's a reporter at Energy Wire. Pamela, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Well, you checked into some of the communities where frac sand mining has been an economic player in the town. What kind of effect has revenue from the frac sand industry had in some of these towns you visited?
Well, one town that I visited was the township of Greenfield, and a mine operating there has a development agreement with the town to give 15 cents on the first million tons of sand it ships out and 10 cents on the ton after that. In 2014, that generated more than $200,000 $200,000 payment that has paid for a salt shed. They've paid for a new dump and recycling center for the town. They've developed a little community garden. I also visited Chippewa Falls, and there are just a bunch of downtown revitalization projects happening, new businesses coming in. It really varies from town to town, but some really interesting projects happening there.
So is it fair to say that revenue from frac sand mining has had a demonstrable impact on the economy of these towns?
I think it would be fair to say. It's not always easy to see the impact directly, and that's where some of the criticism comes in. In Chippewa Falls, for example, the mining industry contributed about 2% to the gross regional product. I think that was for Chippewa County overall. So it's a small part. It's a small economic contributor. And it's not a huge employer compared to other industries in the county. But it does offer some of the highest salaries. The average earnings for a worker in that industry, and I think, again, this was for 2014, was $91,000. And those salary benefits, too, can really ripple through a community.
And you look at the past year or so, you've seen a drop in oil prices. What effect has that had on the frac sand mining industry here in Wisconsin?
Things are definitely slowing down. I visited a Superior Silica Sands operation. And that particular site was running maintenance during the day, whereas when things are really going, their operation is running 24/7. But reducing the schedule like that has really helped companies avoid layoffs. We're hearing some news of layoffs. As you mentioned earlier, U.S. Silica announced that layoff of 30 workers in July. A trucking firm in Chippewa Falls has laid off 55 of its employees. But aside from that, we haven't seen too much news. It mostly seems to be that companies are changing the way they operate so they can avoid those kinds of reductions.
Is there any concern among towns in northern Wisconsin that a slowdown could eventually negatively impact the economy?
I think there is, especially among residents who live out in the rural parts of the towns where this activity is actually happening. They're concerned about what are the long-term impacts on the land that is being used for the mines. But it's not going to have the type of effect that we see in some of the communities affected by hydraulic fracturing. Some of those communities are very singularly focused on that activity. And as I said before, the mining industry in this part of the country, it's just a small part of the economy. So there's not going to be any major bust, or that's what it looks like right now.
We're going to take a caller now. We've got Susie joining us from Greenfield. Susie, hi.
Hi. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. And hi, Pam.
Hi, Susie.
Hi. Hi. Thank you for everything that you said about the town of Greenfield. We're close to Toma for people here in Wisconsin. You know, it's not just the money that we're getting for the sand that's being shipped out by our local sand mine, but they employed over 60 people in our area, and they're from our area. You know, they have a philosophy of working within a 100-mile radius as much as they can, our sand mine. So, you know, it's nice to see 60 people being employed at a good job and a safe job. So that's been important to us, too.
Susie, have there been any concerns about the viability long-term of frac sand mining operations?
There has been, and our sand mine on a monthly basis attends our township meetings, and just at our last meeting a couple of weeks ago, the question came up as to the longevity of the sand mine, and the sand mine that is in our township is they think, I know that's a strange thing to say, but their shipping points in their contracts, I mean, where they ship the sand and the location of the fracking industry that uses their sand, you know, their shipping location is in a very good position to the fracking areas. So they assured us that they're going to be okay. And we believe that they will be okay. I guess another thing, too, when we're talking about personalities, are that the sand mine hired locally. They're very, very good people. The people who work at our sand mine live in our community, and they join in the activities and groups in our community. So it's very, very nice. I'm not concerned. You know, they're right on a railroad track. Their shipping is in a good area. I'm not concerned that they...
All right. Thank you, Susie. Got the gist of your comment there. And Susie, you heard it there. She's not concerned that she feels the longevity questions have been addressed, that mine owners are confident looking into the future. Is that the general tenor of what you're hearing from people?
Yes. The mine near Susie is very well positioned for the future. As she mentioned, it's right on a rail facility. It has a lot of its operations on site, and they seem to be moving forward very conservatively. And that's been sort of the consensus in a lot of the analysis that I've been reading, is that the mines near the railroads are going to be most successful in the future because they're the ones who are able to cut out the middleman with trucking.
We're talking right now with Pamela King, a reporter at Energy Wire, talking about how the drop in oil prices is affecting silica sand mining in Wisconsin. And Pamela, this has been a controversial enterprise here in Wisconsin, frac sand mining. What complaints have you heard from people who are concerned about the environmental and other ends of that?
Well, the concerns that I'm hearing there are, you know, the boom-bust cycle is a big concern, and some residents question why they should welcome such a volatile industry into their communities, especially when it has these long-term impacts. And there was one report out that really questioned some of the other reports that were touting benefits of frac sand mining. And this particular report from Thomas Power suggested that the costs of mining should be considered as well. And he also wanted people to consider what effect it will have on agriculture, farming, tourism, manufacturing. Especially with agriculture, there could potentially be competition for land, tourism. They're concerned that, this makes it a less desirable area. There's concerns about property values. And, of course, there are a lot of concerns about health, particularly among the people who live very close to these mines.
Is there a sense among the people that you talk to that there are these concerns, while the revenue stream has been a fortunate thing for some of the towns involved in western Wisconsin, that it might also be good to develop other industries so as not to become too dependent on a single industry? It sounds like that's the case in some places, but are people looking to diversify?
Well, I think it already is a pretty diverse economy, and that's key to buffering against that bust cycle. Clearly, the people who are worried about their health, the economic benefits will probably never outweigh those concerns.
And what comparisons do you think can be drawn to other mining towns around the country as we wrap up?
Well, As the author of that paper that I had mentioned, Thomas Power's paper, he wrote, mining has rarely laid the basis for sustained prosperity. And so that's the concern. Of course, Wisconsin has a long history in sand and gravel mining, but silica sand production has just taken up a lot more acreage. And people are also concerned about where the sand is going downstream. They're concerned that that this is a big contributor to the oil and gas industry, which it might not be an activity that they support.
And we leave it there. Pamela, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Pamela King, reporter at Energy Wire, talking about how the drop in oil prices is affecting silica sand mining in Wisconsin.